It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You know, for years we've been talking about the Hispanic community and its emergence as a political force in our state, in our country. And as Republicans, as conservatives, I've become convinced that over the years we've acknowledged that they're there, but we have not spoken directly to them. We have not told them what freedom and liberty and capitalism, how good that can be for them. And finally, a group is making a major move in this direction of actually talking directly to the Hispanic community and telling them why they should be voting Republican and not Democrat. Emma Avila is the Director of Community Outreach with the Nevada Republican Coalition. You've heard about that group, relatively new. But she joins us in studio. She is a first-generation Mexican-American, and she joins us in studio. Emma, first of all, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. Explain, if you can, the Nevada Republican Coalition, kind of the mission statement, what it is, how did it come to be?
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Nevada Republican Coalition is a group of thriving Republicans that want to educate our community, to bring them together and let them know that we should not be only getting together a couple of weeks before election, but we need to be prepared and educated so that we can vote properly so our voice can be heard, not until we get angered.
I want to ask you, are the political wishes of Hispanics in line with the Republican message? I mean, when we go and we talk directly to Hispanics and we tell them about what being a Republican's all about, what conservative values are all about, are those fairly consistent with a lot of what you know within the Hispanic community?
They aren't in line with what we believe. What I find, it's very difficult that if I approach them and opened with that sentence, I immediately get shut down. So it's easier for me to say, hey, do you believe in, you know, capitalism? Do you believe in working hard for what you do and getting paid or earning it? I get a resounding yes. So I can't go in and say, hey, you know, I'm a part of the Nevada Coalition, Republicans Coalition, come listen to me. They'll immediately shut the door.
What about on, I'm curious if you get that same consistent message when it comes to moral issues, abortion, things like that.
When I speak directly on the issues, we have the same outlook. It's absolutely the same. I just believe that the left has done such a wonderful job in promoting that we do not listen properly, that they kind of steer us in the wrong direction, and they said that we need them. And without them, we cannot be, and we do not have a voice without them, so they are needed. So I think the Republicans need to step up and say, hey, we have that voice too, but instead of us talking for you, we want you to speak.
Again, Emma Avila joining us, the Director of Community Outreach for the Nevada Republican Coalition. Tell me about your job. Tell me what you're doing.
At this moment, I am a loan officer assistant at Guild Mortgage. I'm helping everybody have the American dream of home ownership. That is what we all want. All the possibilities of being able to be a homeowner in this market is what I love to do.
And with this position,
yes,
the Director of Community Outreach, what are you doing? Who are you meeting with?
At this moment, we're actually organizing our coalition so that we can start boots on the ground and start communicating with our people in the ground, but we haven't had an opportunity to do that as of yet. We're working on it.
Okay, so it's a work in progress. Yes. I am curious, though. You weren't happy with Obama.
Oh, not at all.
And tell me why.
I believed that our first minority president had such a powerful impact on uniting our country because it's been, you know, not united since 9/11. So we had a hard time coming together. And him coming in as a minority, I thought he was going to be a resounding voice. I did not vote for him, but I'm like, now that he's in office, let me see what he's got to say and hear him out. Unfortunately, he did the opposite. He completely used racism and the race card to divide our country and started segregating each group and pointing out our faults. Instead of saying, we are an American community and together we can become powerful and be heard, which is what I was praying and hoping for the entire time. And unfortunately, it was a sad day for our country at seeing one misstep after another and after another. So it was very disappointing to see that we had to back a president that was not fulfilling our American dreams.
I want to ask you, this president, you look at the gains for Hispanics under this president economically. You just can't dispute it. The numbers are there. Can you talk a little bit about the difference between this president and that president?
Absolutely. With President Trump, and it was almost immediately, my husband's job, he's a commercial landscaper, as we spoke in the city. His job has doubled. Right now, blessing, we haven't been able to see each other, but he's been working 10, 12-hour shifts. And it's been happening since President Trump came in the office. When Obama first stepped in, he completely stopped the growth in our community. He made a couple of statements against our city, and the growth was not there. And you can see it driving on the strip, how many properties were canceled because of certain statements that Obama had made. So now with Trump, his market is thriving. You know, the community is growing, and you see construction business growing everywhere around the country.
But yet, you see statement after statement after statement. He's anti-immigrant. He's anti-Hispanic. He's a racist. All of that stuff. How do people get away with that, with saying stuff like that, when there's clear evidence to the contrary?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, having to bring the mainstream media up, they have a powerful way of editing everything that they present, everything that they show, and they cut and paste exactly what they want the president to say, and that's what they show. They don't show the entire story ever. They never show it, and that is what frightens me most of the time, because when I look at the Hispanic media and I watch the programs to see what my community is watching, it terrifies me. And I was born in the United States, and I'm like, he's going to kick me out. And I'm like, that's not the way we should be educating and scaring our people. And that's what they do. They cut and paste and make it look like that's exactly what he's saying. I don't find him racist at all. Do I agree with his presentation? Probably not so much. But me as a person out in the street, I probably speak very similar to the way he does. I think most Americans do.
I want to ask you, I can recall the one photo op that the president did, where he literally offered DACA and Dreamers not 800,000 paths to citizenship, but 1.8 million. And the Democrats ran so far away. If we're going to fix what is clearly a broken legal immigration system, let's not even talk about the wall or any of that other stuff. What is the path forward then? I mean, so if Democrats won't accept 1.8 million, what is it they want?
Well, it's not in their best interest, and we know that already, because the 1.8 billion are now educated.
1.8 million.
Yes, and we've seen it when they were speaking with Pelosi and they totally ganged up on her. They're educated. That's when they found out, oh my goodness, what are we doing? We thought they were going to be backed up. That was absolutely wonderful in my position. Absolutely. So the best way to try to fix what problem has unfortunately occurred with all the loopholes is offer them a residency. Absolutely. They're already here. We can't get rid of them. Offer them a residency, but they don't have rights to voting. They weren't born here. They didn't come in the proper way. They're already punished by having to fit into the DACA category. They're already limited to what they're doing. Even in mortgages, we have a hard time giving them homes, but yet this is the only life they know. They were brought in as children. Give them residency, and then after 10, 15, 20 years, whatever the government can put together, maybe say, you know, your children can vote now. You still have a vote.
I'm curious, in your new position, the Director of Community Outreach for the Nevada Republican Coalition, do you have any ideas of what you'd like to be doing down the road here to spread this message to Hispanics? And again, this is a statewide radio program, so we're talking about a statewide effort, northern Nevada, the rurals, everywhere. Do you have kind of a master plan in your own mind of how to reach these people?
Well, we have to start by educating them and showing them the real reels of what is actually being said and what we're actually being told. Give them the unedited versions and give them the straight of what is being presented. And then going out there, there's many people, many Hispanics that are very well educated. They speak the language. You know, I'm bilingual. I hope I don't have a very strong accent. I was raised here, but my first language was Spanish. We have excellent educated people in our community that can be able to be passionate about what they do without getting offended and inform the public. We are in lack of education in the Republican Conservative Party.
I worry that maybe one of our problems is we're not reaching kids in schools because the left has a lock on that market. They have the kids, a captive audience, for 8 hours a day, 7 hours a day. Can we get our message? Can we get the Republican message of self-reliance and freedom and all these other things? Is it possible to get into the schools?
It's very difficult. I will say that. It was very difficult because most of our teachers are liberals. And I'm not against them. However, I am against the fact that they don't teach what we used to learn in school, in high school specifically. There you have one party and you have the other party, and together they make America great. That's exactly what we were taught. My daughters, I had all three of them when we were speaking of, I had to confront their government teacher each time when they reached their government year, because they were being told that the right side is completely incorrect on everything that they do, and the left is the best way to go. My daughters would come home with all these notes, and they would be angry and irritated. They've actually isolated them within the classroom or kicked them out of the classroom because they were speaking out for what they believed. So that is very difficult. If you don't listen to your children and how they want to be educated, and with educators, they're supposed to be their strength, and they weren't. They made them weaker, and so I had to go in, email, and get angry with the teachers. I'm like, I can't tell you how to do your job, but I know you're not doing it correctly.
President Trump did much better than anybody ever expected among people of color in general, but Hispanics in particular. Can you see the president doing even better, especially now that he's got a track record, you know, unemployment at all-time lows, et cetera? Is it possible he could do even better in 2020 with the Hispanic vote?
That is my hopes, and I truly believe that. But it's important for every small Republican community across the American, you know, in American states, to get together and educate them, because the propaganda on the media from the left side is extremely strong. They attack the fact that you know, Trump is going to come after your grandmother and your father and your, you know, your little child, and he's just going to eat them up. And the propaganda is scary. We have to come up with better commercials and saying, hey, your grandfather and grandmother came here, you know, fought to be in this country, learned the language, and worked their butts off completely. Now that's why you're here. Give them the encouragement of why we came here in the first place. Everybody came for the same reason, to prosper in this glorious country. We all have the same rights. Come in, do it, work hard, and that's what we have to focus on. And so I believe he will.
I want to ask you, your background, you are first-generation Mexican-American, but your family hails from the El Paso, Chihuahua area. Can you talk a little bit about folks coming into our country and the necessity of a wall? The president lost the vote, but he'll win the veto vote, obviously, relative to the state of emergency along our southern border. Is there a state of emergency along our southern border? Do you view it as an emergency?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For many, many years, and in the early, mid-90s, we were told to travel with high caution, especially if we were females. Do not wear ponytails. Do not wear any loose clothing. Do not do this. Because as people were walking, and, you know, it's fun to go to Juarez and have a good time. Anybody on a border town knows.
We used to do that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's just nice to, it's just beautiful. But when women were crossing, they would grab them, pull their hair, and then they disappear. And so many, many times, you know, story after story, women were disappearing 15, 14, 30, you know, per day. And so neither side of the, you know, either the Mexican border nor the American border were really paying attention what was happening. So they started plastering numbers of how many women. And so the tally started going up. You can, you know, you can Google it. Everything is on there. You can find. And they were putting it on the aluminum barriers that they were placing. Now with the border wall that they have created, it has completely dropped. I feel safe walking there now. It was very difficult to walk even in El Paso during that time. So now the safety there has risen, which is absolutely wonderful. Then there's so many more tragedies. And now there's many, many, many more immigrants coming from further south, not just Mexico. And it's getting worse and worse. So it is a national emergency. I don't understand how many people have to die for them to say, hey, finally, maybe, you know, I hope it doesn't ever happen, but maybe a politician's child has not been hurt yet. And if that's what it's going to take, I'm sorry, I don't want that. I don't want it.
And by the way, 76,000 arrests in February alone along our southern border. That's incredible. Emma, if folks want to know more about the work you're going to be doing, if they want to know more about the Nevada Republican Coalition, where can they go?
Well, we have our website, the Nevada Republican Coalition. We also have a Facebook page that they can find us. So we're able to, and Twitter. So everything
You're
is
always
out there.
Out there on Twitter.
Yes, we're always out there on Twitter, so you can definitely comment, hopefully in agreeance, because we have a lot of positive things to do on our road where we're headed. But we also need to get ideas, because every idea is going to make us stronger.
Well, it is great having you in, and it's great to know what you're doing. I've always been critical of political parties, and we've done it in the Republican Party, where you parachute somebody in 6 months before an election and dub them the outreach director, and then the day after the election, they're gone. And I've always thought, man, that's kind of weird. You are going to be here. You're almost born and raised here, with all very, very close. But it's good to have you in, and I'm glad you're going to be working on this. Will you keep us posted on what's going on?
Absolutely, Kevin.
Thank you, Emma. Emma Avila joining us. Director of Community Outreach with the Nevada Republican Coalition, joining us in studio as we continue live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, I was just telling Emma. She did not know about this. The Nevada Republican Club and others are organizing an event. We'll tell you about it coming up live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Turn on the tube.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now, each and every day, Monday through Friday, 9 till noon. We are here. One of the things we always tell you, if you miss an interview, for instance, we're going to have Laura Trump on Monday at 9:30. And one of the things we always tell people, if you miss the interview, don't worry about it. If you're in a sales meeting and you can't listen, that's all right. You can listen to it at your on our podcast with 3 o'clock every afternoon. All 3 hours of the show are there. Just go to kevinwallradio.com. That's our website. And you'll see the podcast. It's very easy to access. Well, the one thing we wanted to do with our friends at Sofa King Creative Group was we said, we want to make sure this thing is real easy for people to access. And so all you got to do is go to kevinwallradio.com and you click on the podcast and you get your choice of 3 hours, hour one, hour two, hour three. And for instance, if you wanted to hear Emma's interview, Emma Avila, all you got to do is just go to kevinwallradio.com and click on hour number two. And it's at the start of hour number two. So we make it easy for you. I was telling you before the break that Bernie Sanders is going to be here tomorrow. And one of the things I love and I've been encouraging, and I'm glad to see the Nevada Republican Club jump on this, to have a counter rally at the same site. For instance, the Bernie Sanders rally is going to be at Morrell Park in Henderson, 500 Harris Street. But there is a new rally just announced yesterday. A rally to support President Trump, at that same Morrell Park at that same time, 12:30 till 3 p.m. To RSVP or for more information, just contact Tiffany Fung at 702-274-4106. That's 702-274-4106. Or just reach out to her at tiffany.fung, F-U-N-G, at nevadagop.org. Okay? So we're just trying to make sure that you're in the loop. But this is the counter rally, I guess. And I think it's a great idea. I've got some excellent news for those of you that have called this show countless times and asking me the question, hey, I understand all this stuff about a witch hunt and the Robert Mueller investigation and the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee and all these investigations. They're actually investigations looking for a violation. We've got a crime that just now we are getting around to investigating. And it involves our former First Lady, former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. And we're finally now getting down to it. Somebody explain to me why it's taken us so much time. Lindsey Graham, this is cut one, is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He, yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate, called for a special counsel to look at Hillary's emails and other stuff. The fact that we're going to get depositions eventually from Cheryl Mills and others. I think it's great we're finally looking at this. Let's look at this email server thing. Let's look at Benghazi. And it's amazing to me that we're just now getting around to it. We've been 2 years into the Trump administration, and we're just now getting into it? But this was Lindsey Graham yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate.
There are a lot of Americans, including Jim Jordan, that believe that what happened in 2016 with the Clinton email investigation and the FISA warrant against Carter Page showed corruption at the highest level of government. I agree that there's more than smoking guns here. There's overwhelming evidence that somebody outside the political system should look into. I can't find anybody much on the other side who seems to give a damn about that. Mueller, I get. Mueller's been allowed to do his job. You're going to find out what he found pretty soon, as much as we can, consistent with the law. But I'm not going to give up on the idea that we're just going to look at one problem of 2016. I've been talking to myself for the most part. Now I've got a form. I will introduce a resolution asking you to do a simple thing. Ask somebody outside of politics, a special counsel, to look into how in the world the system got so off track to use a document prepared by a foreign agent, paid for by the Democratic Party, collected in Russia, to obtain a warrant against American citizen that is garbage to this day. How in the world could the investigation get so off track that the two people in charge of it openly talked about making sure that there was an insurance policy against Trump if he won, and openly espouse support for Clinton? How do you interview Clinton the way she was interviewed? Any American out there who did what Secretary Clinton did, you'd be in jail now.
He's right. And I'm glad they're finally getting around to it. It's about time. I just don't know what took this long for us to get to this point. Now, I have a question for you. How many of you have had enough of the hype relative to Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis O'Rourke, and his announcement that he's running for president yesterday? How many of you have just about had it up to here? And he's not even a front runner in some of the polls. But Beto O'Rourke running for president, a sage, wily veteran, former presidential candidate himself, he should know what it takes to run for president, is Newt Gingrich. He was on, in fact, I caught him on Fox and Friends yesterday. Didn't have a chance to bring it to you. But I want you to hear, and this is cut two, this is Newt Gingrich on Fox and Friends, his reaction to Beto O'Rourke.
I think Beto O'Rourke is one of the great examples of the left talking itself into hysteria. This guy gets, what, $80 million, runs against Ted Cruz, and loses. At which point, the left goes, boy, that was a great race.
But he got close in Texas, which has not been blue in a long time.
Right, it was very exciting. He got close. But I just want to make the point. And he loses. Now, he can't carry his home state, and he wouldn't carry his home state against Trump.
Right. And also, the other component to that race was the fact that Ted Cruz only had 40 million. He had 80, yeah. But nonetheless. So, but what about his three terms in the House of Representatives? We had Leader McCarthy on talking to Brian a little while ago. He didn't remember him ever getting anything done.
Well, look, I think that Lincoln only had one term in the House and lost the Senate race and ended up as an amazing president. Maybe that'll happen to Beto O'Rourke, but I somehow doubt it. I love the line, I think it's in the Vanity Fair piece, where he says, I was born
to do this.
I thought, there's a certain ego illusion here that the planet had that magic moment and Beto O'Rourke showed up.
No, he's right. This whole notion that he was born to run. Born to run. You've got to have a pretty muy grande ego, narcissism, if you will, to say something like that. And don't think he did it just off the cuff and it just kind of spewed out of his mouth. You don't say things when you're announcing your intentions to run for president just off the top of your head. Coming up. No, seriously. I'm born to run. You tell me. That takes some gumption, as my late mom used to say. That takes some gumption. Coming up, Chuck Schumer says this week has been a turning point week for the President of the United States. Why? He'll tell you coming up. And coming up top of the hour, Derek Washington is a candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 5. Why? I always ask these guys and gals, with all the money you have to spend, you got to spend some serious dough. I mean, it used to be running for city council was like $50,000, but now you got to raise $500,000 just to be competitive. Derek Washington will join us. He is running in Ward 5. What are the issues in Ward 5? And more importantly, you know, with all of the problems we've had with members of the legislature and the county commission and the city, we got all these different people that are being let off in handcuffs and pleading guilty to federal charges. Is that a concern? I mean, is there a swamp right here in the state of Nevada that needs to be cleaned out? We'll get to that with Derek Washington coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, the president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas at 7770 Dean Martin Drive. Check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, enjoy food station pairings, and learn about the amazing work the Rotary does in our community. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Tickets are just $60. Proceeds will stay right here in Southern Nevada and benefit community organization partners. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com. And I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I was there yesterday for lunch. Had an amazing time, and I just love it. I want to get to this rally tomorrow, and I hope you will show up. Bernie Sanders is coming to town, and he's going to be in Henderson for a big rally. And wouldn't you know it, the Nevada GOP and others are going to be having a rally at the same park at the same time. This one's going to be a pro President Trump rally. 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Morrell Park, 500 Harris Street in Henderson. And I hope you will show up. This is going to be phenomenal. This is going to be a lot of fun. No, Democrats do this all the time. Can't we have the same sort of fun? People are saying, oh my God, how can you do this? You're just asking for trouble. We're not asking for trouble. We're just asking to express our First Amendment rights to free speech. And just if it happens to be in the same place as Bernie Sanders, well, then so be it. Make sure you wear your MAGA gear, okay? You say, well, that'll just incite a riot. No, it won't. If there is enough of us there, trust me, it won't be a problem. Anyway, but that's tomorrow, 12:30 to 3 at Morrell Park in Henderson. And if Bernie Sanders is going to be there, maybe you should be there too. I love that. Okay, I promise you I'd let you hear from Chuck Schumer. He has been talking about how this is a turning point on for the President of the United States. I want to go to Cut 7, though, because 12 GOP senators voted against the president. And Chuck Schumer went to a photo op and talked about the GOP essentially turning on its own. That's not what happened. That's not what happened. And Mitt Romney, come on. He's a rhino. We all know it. You know it. I know it. But listen to Chuck Schumer's Cut 7 at a photo op yesterday.
Today's votes cap a week of something the American people haven't seen enough of in the past 2 years. Both parties in the United States Congress standing up to Donald Trump. In 2 days, Congress has delivered three major rebukes to the president and stood up for transparency, accountability, and the constitutional powers of our branch of government. Yesterday, the Senate took a crucial vote to forbid the President from continuing any military involvement with the conflict in Yemen. That vote was about the limits of executive power. As we just saw today, 12 Senate Republicans, far more than the bare minimum, joined Democrats to terminate the President's emergency declaration. That vote was also about the limits of executive power, and I thank my friend Joaquin Castro, who was in the Senate gallery, for shepherding that resolution through the House. And while earlier today, the House amazingly passed a resolution demanding the Department of Justice release to Congress and the public the full findings of the special counsel's investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 elections. Unfortunately, it was blocked in the Senate by a single Republican. But mark my words, that resolution will be back, and we will try to pass it again.
By the way, one other little piece of business I want to get done before we visit with Derek Washington, and that is involving the president talking about veterans and bikers and different people, and that you better not mess with us, and tough talk, almost as if he's telling them to incite a riot or something like that, which nothing could be further from the truth. But I thought it was interesting, this tough talk. Maisie Hirono, this is cut six. Maisie Hirono is a senator from Hawaii, a Democrat, and was on with Chris Hayes on MSNBC, talking about Trump's tough talk.
I want to read that quote just so that I have it specifically, because I have it here. He's talking to a right-wing publication. He says, "I actually think that the people on the right are tougher, but they don't play it tougher, okay? I can tell you I have the support of the police, the support of the military, the support of Bikers for Trump. I have the tough people, but they don't play it tough until they go to a certain point, and then it would be very bad, very bad." You see that as essentially an implicit threat of violence.
I think it's more than an implicit threat. I think it sounds very much to me like he's encouraging them to engage in something that's probably illegal, such as assaulting people, you know, behaving in a dangerous way. That sounds like a threat to me.
Senator?
I think it's appalling.
Well, I didn't take it that way. Just out of curiosity, did you take it that way? Did you hear that he was threatening that he'll turn these people loose somehow on the American people? He'll turn the bikers and the sir, and the cops and military, that he would turn them loose on the American people, on liberals? That's not the way we do things. You know, we're not the people that tried to burn the student union down at the People's Republic of Berkeley, just because a conservative was going to talk. Miles Yiannopoulos, just because he was going to speak at Berkeley. That's not the way it usually works. Stick around. Derek Washington is running for city council. Hard to believe. A little more than 2 weeks from a municipal election. We got it covered like a glove, folks. Stick around, more to do. Live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.